Intensive American diplomacy in Egypt. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State visits Cairo with a message from President Barack Obama to new Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. William Burns will also hold talks with Egyptian officials. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is also expected in Egypt later this week. More details on Israeli sabotage and assassination drive in Iran. An article on CBS News website shows how Mossad's super-secret unit, the Kidan, trains agents and carries out spy activities in Iran. It says that all assassins inside Iran are Israelis who travel there using false passports. Vote counting is underway in Libya following its first free elections in decades. Around 60% of voters cast their ballots for National Assembly, which will in turn pick a cabinet and prime minister. The polls were marred by a boycott as well as sporadic violence, mostly in the country's east. Growing anger in Pakistan over reopening the supply routes to U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan. An alliance of dozens of parties has asked people to join a march that will begin in the eastern city of Lahore, passing several cities. The march is to conclude in the capital, Islamabad, on Sunday. Military service for everyone and equal service for all. That's what Israelis were chanting during a rally in Tel Aviv. Thousands took to the streets against a system that exempts ultra-Orthodox Jews from military service for them to pursue religious studies. Earlier this year, Israel's Supreme Court also ruled against the system. Protests continue over claims of fraud in Mexico's presidential vote. Tens of thousands of people have rallied in Mexico City to denounce the victory of Enrique Peña Nieto. The election authority has ratified the vote, but protesters accused Peña Nieto and his party of widespread vote buying. Floods, landslides wreak havoc in southwestern Russia. More than 140 people have been killed so far, most of them in Krasnodar Krai region. Thousands of people were left without electricity. The rain-triggered floods are regarded as the worst natural disaster to hit the region in decades. And so lucky to be saved, Bolivian military rescued 21 people after heavy rain caused a river to overflow, flooding the town of San Jose. The rescue teams went in by land and air to extract the residents. Of volunteers says no one had much time to react.